This is The Wash Up, thanks to Goddings Kubota's Platinum Excavator Dealer, Adrian and Amanda Williams, and the team. GDFL now, and Bannockburn 13-16-94 over the top of Anarchy 7-16-58. Tigers young gun Connor Jervey's good enough to join us. Connor, as Anarchy have done to a few sides, they put the wind up you and you found yourselves trailing at three-quarter time. What happened at three-quarter time for you to be able to pull away in the last quarter?
They were a really good side, surprisingly. We played them in the earlier in the year, and they showed us what they had yesterday. And at three-quarter time, Rico actually took us over in front of the past players and just said basically play for them. And in that last quarter, we were able to kick 6-0 and pull away. But, you know, Anarchy have surprised a few lately, and the football that they've been playing the last month has definitely improved.
20th anniversary of your 1998 premiership was well and truly celebrated. Did you feel that momentum when you started to kick some goals in the last quarter coming from your crowd?
Yeah, I think in the last 10 minutes of the third quarter was when you could really feel it start to move into our momentum. We started to gain some traction, play some good footy, and run and carry with the footy. So all of a sudden, at three-quarter time, Rico used those past players in the 20th year anniversary, as you mentioned, just to bring them closer to where we were and give us a good vibe. And when we ran out in that last quarter, you could really feel the players wanted to play for them.
You're finding yourself in a real fight for finals now, aren't you? There's four teams that are battling it out for a spot in elimination final. I'm guessing we concede that Inverleigh Thompson and Bell Post Hill are going to finish top three. You'd think with them having a two-game buffer on yourselves and Winch and West, and also Werribee Central's another half a game back. It's going to be a fun final month.
Yeah, well, we look at the last month, and I think every team plays everyone. So we played Winchelsea and Werribee in the last month, and I think West played both sides as well. So really, you need to win all four games to make it, and if you win all four games, you deserve to be there. But yeah, it'll be an interesting last month, and it's probably good for the social side of it, because lately it's been just a top five side, so it makes round 18 really important.
Yeah, it certainly does. You just haven't seemed to found your mojo yet as a team. Do you hope that last quarter yesterday just gives you some momentum into that final month and you can start to click? You just haven't been able to string wins together?
Yeah, I feel like we've got the talent there. We just haven't been playing consistent footy. A lot of turnovers and ill-discipline acts, 50-metre penalties, giving games away. So it's not so much that other sides are beating us. It's just our disposal and execution sort of things that are letting us down at the moment. But if we can fix them over the last final month and use what we did yesterday, all of a sudden, if you make the final five, you never know what can happen.
Absolutely. No Brad Watch yesterday. Do you hope to have him back for the clash with Winch?
Yeah, I think he just rested. He's a bit older now, so we just rested him yesterday and he should be back for the final month and raring to go.
Fantastic. Connor, really appreciate your time. Great to catch up with you. Always good to talk footy with you, and a big final month for the GDFL and for the Tigers, starting, of course, with Winch next week. Good luck.
Thank you very much, Kingy. Catch you later.